It is the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Tuesday morning, September 25th. Sam Speck, Deborah Woodall with you, and joined in studio by Interim City Manager Michael Shook of Coffeyville. Michael, Sam, welcome back.
Sam, good morning. Deborah, good morning.
Good morning to you, Michael. How about those Kansas City Chiefs, huh?
How about those Chiefs? 3-0.
Man. Looking good up there.
You got a Bronco fan on the other side of the table, so.
Oh, I
can't,
forgot.
Can't live.
I forgot.
We're done, and Michael's gone. See you, Mike. See you next month or never. And we just ruined that relationship that we have. So. No, Michael, always good to have you in with us, though. It's always speaking about commission meetings, and looks like a light agenda today, so.
Yeah, we do have a light agenda this evening. Just three items of new business this evening.
Yeah, well, it looks like we're still working on the project on Willow to improve that intersection at 11th Street.
This project is finally taking some, building up some steam and moving forward, the 11th and Willow Geometric Improvement Project. This project is a 90-10 project. It's a grant funded through KDOT. KDOT provides funding of 90%. The city provides for 10%. This resolution this evening is for the engineering design and including the construction engineering for this project. Requests for qualifications were issued for this phase of the project. We received five responses. The selection committee interviewed three of the five firms submitting qualifications, with the selection committee recommending BG Consultants be awarded the engineering and design phase for this project. We've used BG Consultants before on some other road and street improvement projects. Once this is approved by the city, then it would be forwarded on to KDOT for their review and approval, and then once KDOT approved it, they would issue the executed agreement back to the city of Coffeyville.
Yeah, and how much of an impact is this going to have on that intersection once we start kind of rebuilding that?
I think the key component of this project, it's going to allow for a turn lane should we have to detour traffic from 11th and Walnut, 169. We often, when we do have to detour traffic, we have to route traffic back over to Willow Street. So this will allow a little more room for those trucks to turn in that area.
Okay. So it won't be too much of a, once we're working on the project, I mean, we're not having to widen the road very much.
Not very much, and it will also be putting in a new water line in that area while we're in the process of doing the street work and have the street tore up. And then for completion, we're also installing some new traffic signals in that area as well to allow for the turn lanes also.
Right. Well, that will be very important for that purpose as well. It looks like Acme Foundry Street Project is going to need a supplemental agreement.
excuse me, this item relates to the Acme Street project. This project has been completed, and this project was brought in under budget. So this supplemental agreement with KDOT will allow for reimbursement back to the city where we can take the costs that were associated with the construction engineering, and we can pay for that out of the leftover proceeds from that agreement. So this item will be hopefully be approved this evening and allow for the reimbursement of $126,943.
That is nice to get.
That's a plus. We like those.
It's like an early Christmas present almost for the city of Coffeyville. And, man, this is a big one because, you know, a few years ago we did a turf replacement up at Veterans Memorial Stadium, and looks like now it's probably time to do some work on the track that goes around that football field.
This resolution will be to approve and execute a construction agreement with Hellas Construction for the Veterans Memorial Stadium track surface replacement. City staff, after meeting with the Veterans Memorial Stadium Committee, met to discuss the overall needs of the stadium. It's been determined that the track is in disrepair, needs replaced. So the VMS committee, using the Greenbush Cooperative Purchasing Program, obtained a qualified bidders list for contractors that do track replacement, and we received quotes from two of these firms. Hellas Construction come in as the ultimate low bid for the project. And this track, that should the commission approve this, this would be an impermeable track, whereas the water runs off the track. The current track that's up there now is a permeable track. The water actually goes through the track. So we believe this will actually give it a little longer life. The estimate as submitted was $297,895. So this will be before the commission this evening.
Wow, those tracks are kind of pricey, aren't they?
They're not cheap.
No, but then you kind of have to think as well. How athletes long? Are, you know, using so much force around there. If a track is, you know,
you want a good track.
Yeah, of course. You can seriously injure someone if, you know, there happens to be something wrong with it, or, you know, if it's permeable and there's water underneath it, or there's a collapsed soil or something beneath it. You just don't really know. So there is that added risk of injury to the athletes as well.
The original track was installed in 2001. They did a resurface coating in 2011. But normally the expected life of a track is anywhere from 10 to 12 years.
So we've pretty much been able to get that out of the track we had.
We have indeed.
So that's a good thing. And, you know, I think if there's one thing we're learning in the city of Coffeyville recently, and not just, at City Hall, but at other places, the school district, even the county to some extent, is the importance of maintenance, routine maintenance, to keep things up and to take care of things that you have invested in.
Maintenance is key, and having come from the electric utility and with working with equipment for the last 30 years, maintenance is the key. Yeah, you have to maintain your facilities, your equipment.
Yeah, and that makes it, you know, things last longer, you save money that way, but then when you do have to replace them, you can have a plan in place to do it responsibly.
Well, not only that, but then when you find yourself so fallen down a hill, it makes it seem so much more difficult to replace everything instead of just little by little, you know, making sure that the maintenance is upkept. Instead, now we're looking at huge numbers to replace the whole thing or to replace multiple things at once, and it adds up.
And often the case, if maintenance is deferred, when it finally fails, you know, the organization in most cases is not prepared to replace that item, that facility, that piece of equipment. So it's always better to have a maintenance plan in place.
Yeah, absolutely. Now then, one thing that's kind of been hanging out there, and I don't think it's been any secret, there have been notices sent out that a couple of candidates have been in to interview for the city manager's position. Have you heard anything on that, Michael?
I know the commission, they've interviewed two potential candidates, the last being last Saturday. I know there's an executive session item on the agenda this evening. I believe that's the purpose of the executive session. Other than that, I've really stayed out of that process. So, but I think light is at the end of the tunnel.
I
would expect that the city would hopefully have a new city manager on board within the next 30 days or so.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. And, of course, you've been filling in here in the interim now, and you've been doing a great job. I mean, I think it's, as you've probably learned, city management's kind of a thankless job.
It is. So, it's not an easy job, so my hat's off to those in the profession.
But, while we have you here today, thank you for stepping up and filling in at the request, I assume, of the commission. And, it's not easy splitting your time. I mean, you've got a full-time job over at the electric utility, and certainly a lot of things to keep you busy over there, so to add the other items onto your plate on a daily basis, I'm sure has not been the easiest of tasks.
Thank you, and it's not, but again, I can't say it enough. The city is blessed with great staff, long tenured staff, and it's really made this transition for me to step in as interim city manager. It's made it easy for me.
Yeah, the good thing about hiring good people is managers have it much easier. You can just let people do their job.
Absolutely.
Well, it goes full circle as well. When you have good management as well, it makes it easier for
good people
to come in and do their jobs and to perform at the rate that they are. And yeah, Michael, I think you've done a fine job in stepping in. And I didn't know that you were you kind of doing both at one time. I mean, two jobs kind of.
I still do both jobs, the utility and the interim city manager.
Well, and
again,
I've got
great people on the utility side, and the city again is just blessed with great.
And I'm sure your prior experience with the utility end of things made it a little easier, kind of going back and forth because of your past experience. But man, that's a tough job to step into, and I think you did a fine job with it. So
thank you.
Yeah. So we appreciate you, Michael.
Thank you.
In case no one else says it today. So there you go. This interim city manager for the city of Coffeyville, Michael Shook, with us this morning. This is the Mighty 690 KGGF.